November 24th, 2009.
He's not allowed to start leading the Haftorah. Actually, Golol Sefer Torah. He has to wait till they finish the Glila Sefer Torah. Why? So the Rishonim have two different reasons. One reason is that if I'm going to start laning Haftorah, so the one who got Hag Ben Glila, they're going to miss out on it. They're busy rolling up Sefer Torah. And the din is everybody has to pay attention to the Haftorah. That's one reason. And the other reason that they give is that Nishgaf Elach, you have 100 people in the shul, so 2 people will miss. They're busy Hag Ben Glila. Really, we should go weiter. We shouldn't hold up the whole works. It's a Ticha de Tzibur. You're going to hold everybody waiting to hear the Haftorah because 2 people are going to miss it. That's not fair. But the reason why is because we don't want anyone to think mistakenly that I'm saying the Haftorah from the Sefer Torah. So you have Achigolo Sefer Torah means till you roll up the Sefer Torah, and they're going to be busying themselves with tying on the gartel and putting on the mantle and putting on the ksorim. So they'll miss taka. They'll miss part of the Haftorah. But you don't have to wait till they finish everything. So that's the machlokes. Achi golo sefer Torah. What does it mean? Till you roll up the sefer Torah, then you can already start the Haftorah. Or till you finish the whole Hag Ben Glila, everybody has to wait for them. So the Miri has the tupshot. Then the Gemara has a din mishum kovet at tzibur. Also, Omer abtan chamar mishum alevi en shliach tzibur asher lahavshit the sateva b'tzibur pnei kovet at tzibur. They used to have the Sefer Torah wasn't in shul. Like by us, we have an Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah. So we take out the Sefer Torah, you're laying on the Shulchan. The Shulchan always has a mapa all the time. All week long has a mapa. So by them, this Rashi explains Sefer Torah was in a different room, in a different room in the same building. They would take the Sefer Torah, bring it in order to lay, and then they would put it back. So when they would put it back in the Aron Kodesh, in the other room, in the basement, in the attic, wherever it was, so they would take off the mapa from the shulchan. So the shulchan is going to be left naked without a mapa. So the Gemara says that's not proper. And ashliach tzibur, the shamus and the shul is not permitted lahavshitas ateva b'tzibur to take off the mapa from the bima. Kozman the tzibur is still there. That's a kovet atzibur. It's not proper mishum kovet atzibur. There are a lot of dinim mishum kovet atzibur. He gives you a Gemara in the Gilyan Ashas, he refers you to Megillah and Yuma and Gittin. There are many different dinim in the Gemara and different Mesichtas about Kovet HaTzibur. Then in Shulchan Aruch there's a discussion. Whenever you have a din Mishem Kovet HaTzibur, can the Tzibur be Moichel on a Kovet? That's the Shaila in the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that Meikra din in the Mishnah Megillah, not in Gittin. The Mishnah Megillah says that women can get Aliyahs. A woman can get an Aliyah. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa for the Tosefta. We don't allow it. So what if all the people in the shul are mechal on their kovet? They want their wives to get an aliyah. They're having their sons bar mitzvah, and the mother and the grandmother want to get an aliyah also. Can the tzibur be mechal on their kovet? So sometimes it says in Shulchan Aruch, no, and sometimes it's a machloikah. So that's a shaila. Are they all the same? All the kovet tzibas, are they all the same? B'chod ha-machta, so whoever holds you can be mechal here, holds you can be mechal on everything, or each case may be different. The pashta says that they're not necessarily the same. Not necessarily the same. So here, this is kovet atzibur, not to take off the mentala, the mapa from the shulchan until after everybody leaves the shul. And then the other one is also kovet atzibur. The shaila was, you shouldn't begin laning the haftorah until the Hag Ben Glila is finished. So some of the shaila said, it doesn't mean until Hag Ben Glila is finished. Hachi Gola, when he finishes rolling, that's not fair to keep everybody waiting another 2 minutes till the one who got Hag Ben Glila, till they finish. That'll be their problem. They're going to be missing the Haftorah. But that's not right to hold up 100 people for another 2 minutes just because they're going to miss the... That's also Kovet HaTzibur.
But Kovet HaTzibur, as we learned it in the Gemara, that's ironclad. That's not subject to different generations and different shuls. There's a principle. Kovet HaTzibur, and that's firm and ironclad. The whole Adoros and all the Tzibur.
That's the Shaila. So some Achrayim say on some of the cases that if the Tzibur is Mechal on the Kovet, it's okay. So that's a shaila in other places to have a machlekes. So does that mean that's the machlekes all over? And then the same shaila? Or not necessarily so. Some dinim will be ironclad, another dinim will not be ironclad. Others will talk depend on what the people consider
well,
the covenant.
By a woman, is it mitznias, or is it because she knows how to have a bracha, she's showing up the man? But what's the covenant?
The Pashta says the Kavarat Tzibur is that whoever is going to be the Balkar is doing something in public. And the Yiddish attitude is that just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Tzonua, he's a Kel Mistat there, he hides. We don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. When he created the world, there was nobody watching when he was creating. And now he's a Kel Mistat, the Navi Yishai describes him. So we were all created B'Tzelem Alekim. So we should all lead private lives. So whoever davens for an Amid is already in violation of this midah toiv of halachta bedrachav of being a mistater. Whoever lanes kriyas hatorah is already compromising on his tznius. Tznius means to lead a private life. Shliach tzibur, rabbi gives a shiur. A rabbi speaks from the pulpit. Whoever does anything in public, the mayor of the city, a policeman, the kohen in the beis hamikdash, makor karbonos, whoever does anything in public is compromising on his tznius. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, but he wants things to be done with tzibur sometimes. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to have a Chazaras HaShatz. He wants to have a Kriyas HaTorah. So it's bad enough that the men have to compromise on their tznius. We don't want the women to compromise on their tznius. So we're more makpid on tznius, privacy. Those say privacy by women than by men. Like it says, Ayesor Ishtecho, Zoktav Ramavin, Hinei Bo'oyel. The men used to go around, run around and do business, and the women used to stay home years ago. So even though today it's not the same, the women are running around also. They have jobs and offices and they're doctors and lawyers and so on. But still, we try as much as possible to have more tznius for the women. So if you have no brera, a woman can do the Kriyas HaTorah. But if you're calling upon a woman already to do the Kriyas HaTorah, means that none of the men know how to lay. Because if there would be a man who knows how to lay, so we wouldn't ask the woman to compromise her tznius. It's bad enough that the men have to compromise their tznius. A lot of the men are always running Tarnamid. That's the problem. There are men who always insist they have mafta, they have yahrzeit for an uncle, and yahrzeit for a baba, and yahrzeit for a shviga. There's always some yahrzeit. They always have to dam for an omen. They always have to say the haftorah. So they take it as if it's a schus. They don't even realize that they're compromising on the tznius. More correct is that you shouldn't dam for an omen. More correct is that you should never get an aliyah. So we try to divide the aliyah so everybody gets an aliyah. But more correct is to act its nias, not to do anything in a public fashion. So if you have to call on a woman that she should lay Kriyas HaTorah, that's an indication that there's something wrong with the tzibah, that there were no men who knew how to lay Kriyas HaTorah. There would have been a man, they wouldn't be mevaza the woman. Because whoever is going to be laying Kriyas HaTorah is mevaza himself. He's doing something in public, and more correct is everyone should shy away from doing things in public. Apparently it's not a problem. Yeah. Apparently it's not a problem. The trup apparently is not that enticing.
Is there a reason?
A woman is chayav at Kriyas HaTorah to be going to the tzibur?
Woman is probably not chayav in Kriyas HaTorah.
Then it wouldn't be able to be going to the tzibur.
Tosfos says that kasha. The Mishnah says that a katan is also. Hakavel menyshev a katan also. But they say that cotton is not mechuyi bedova on the same level. Cotton is mechuyi mitam chinuch, but it's not on the same level as a godel. A godel is a chad de rabbanon. The cotton is a trey de rabbanon. All kriyas hatorah is the rabbanon, and the cotton shigil lechinuch is only the rabbanon. So the cotton is only mechuyi in kriyas hatorah based on a combination of two de rabbanon. So how come the cotton can lane for the gedolim? In the Mishnah it says like that. Our practice is we don't permit ketanim before bar mitzvah to get an aliyah because the Magen Avraham is in Reish Pei Beis. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah by Shabbos, Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah appears in the Shulchan Aruch twice. The Kriyas HaTorah for Sheni Chamishi is Kuf Laman Aleph there, after Tachnun, so they have all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. Then you have in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, so you have Simur Reish Pei Beis Hasvaita, some of the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah all over again. So the Magen Avraham, Reish Pei Beis wakes up, he could have written it earlier also, he wakes up there, and he quotes, there's a Machlekes HaRishayim, when a Kotan can get an Aliyah, what does that mean? So one opinion is, he can lain, but he can't say the brachas. He can only be the balkar, but he can't say the brachas. The other opinion is, punkt faker. He can say the brachas, but he can't lain, because the one who lains is maitzi the tzibur. Say the brachas, that's he saying the bracha for himself. He's not saying it for the tzibur. So because there are one opinion, he can't lain. One opinion can't say the brachas, so you're left with nothing. Left with nothing. You did away with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a katan can get an aliyah, but because we're not sure which pshat in the Rishonim is more correct, so we never give the katan an aliyah. We only give him mafta.
Yeah.
I used to get mafta a lot of times before my bar mitzvah because my father's shul, I was one of the few people who knew how to say the trup on the haftar. So there may be five or six people. We used to alternate every 6 weeks. I used to get the haftarah before my bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Is there a reason to wait, or when you do hag b'lila, to put the weight or the mantle you put on, or I can start once it's rolled up?
Oh, so that's what I mentioned. That's the Meiri has two pshatim, and it says you have to wait out shigolel. Shigol just means to roll the sefer Torah up, so no one will think mistakenly that the haftarah is coming from the sefer Torah. We want everybody to know that that's a sefer Torah and this is Navi, two different things.
But you don't have to wait to put the mantle on.
Right.
Once it's rolled up.
Right. And the other opinion in the Rishon was, no, you got to give the one who got Hag Ben Glila, they're going to miss the whole haftarah. So you have to wait till they finish everything so they'll be able to pay attention. Unless you see they're going to be schmoozing anyway. if the two people whom we are mechabed with Hag Ben Glila are from the schmoozer section, or they're going to go to the Kiddush Club, they're going to walk out anyway, so then you don't have to wait for them. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, V'yomer av tancham arvam shum alev, another inyan of derech eretz al kriyas hater, ein atzibur, let's say it's on Monday or Thursday morning, and people have to run to work. So I'm going to have to leave in the middle of the davening. I'll finish the davening on the train, whatever. I won't finish the davening. I finished already the davening, whatever it is. They finish Kriyas HaTorah, they say Kaddish, and I'm running out. So in the days of the Gemara, they used to take the Sefer Torah out. They used to take it from another room into this room where they're going to lay. And then they used to take it out right after Kriyas HaTorah. So if there's only one doorway where they're going to take it out, so I'm going to run out the doorway, and then after me is going to come the Sefer Torah. So that's not Derech Eretz. If there are two doorways to exit, and the Sefer Torah is going to be taken out that way, and I'm going to walk out this way, so doesn't Ishtar Zagefel. There's still a minion in the shul. There'll be a minion till the Kaddish after Aleinu, after the Shir Shal Yom, and so on. But I have to run to work. But if there's only one doorway to leave, and they plan to take the Sefer Torah soon out of the door, so that's not Derech Eretz to the Sefer Torah, that I should run out of that door before the Sefer Torah goes through. That's the Gemara. Ena Tzibar Hashem Lotzeis, Achi Notel Sefer Torah, V'yaniach b'mkoma. You're not allowed to leave the shul, even though there is a minyan, 100 people left in the shul, you're not allowed to leave before the Sefer Torah. Shmuel Omar, ad sheyetze. Yeah, but Bayas is not a problem. Yeah, Bayas, the whole din is not a problem. So the Gemara says, V'loi pligi, hodike pischachrina, leka pischachrina. If the Sefer Torah is going to go out this way, this door, they're going to take it out, so that's not derech eretz, that I should walk first. But if the Sefer Torah is going to be taken out this door and put it in the basement, and I'm going to run out this way to get the train or to get the bus, so then there's no violation. There's no violation. What's the mocker in Tanakh for such an idea that it's not derech eretz to go in front of the Sefer Torah? Amar Rava, so Rava says there was another chacham who was known as Barahina. Barahina Asberli, every so often in the Gemara, Rava quotes this Talmud chacham Barahina. So Barahina once told him, is based on the pasuk, Achri Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. The Sefer Torah represents the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sefer Torah is a description of Elokus. That's how the Ramban writes in the Hakdamah to Chumash, that Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoysev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Sefer Torah is a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says in Chumash, Achri Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. You should follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shouldn't run in front of him. Then the Gemara continues. Pashta says that that the one is carrying the Sefer Torah should go before the Shliach Tzibur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on this pasuk. That's right. That's more correct. Then the Gemara says the practice used to be in the Beis HaMikdosh, and possibly later, the Gemara is going to discuss it, when the Kohanim would be duchening, said they say three psukim, Yirach Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Parem Alech Menech, Yisra Hashem Parem Alech, Yasim Lechol Shalom. So corresponding to the three psukim, the Tzibur would recite psukim. We have psukim by every single word. Yivarechecha, there's one pasuk. Hashem is another pasuk. Yishmerecha is another pasuk. The Gemara has three psukim corresponding to the three psukim that they said. In other words, the tzibur would say a pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, the tzibur have to say amen, and then they would mumble a pasuk softly. So the Gemara says, Bizman shakarim mevarchem esa'om. When the Kohanim give the bracha, mahim amen, what should the tzibur respond when they hear the brachas from the Kohanim? So the Gemara says the following three psukim. Amrav Zera, Amrav Chizde, he says he heard from Zera, Amrav Chizde, Baruch Hashem Malachu, Yigibar Kach, that's one pasuk in Tehillim. Baruch Hashem kol tzva m'shor sevosu ritzayna is a second pasuk. Baruch Hashem kol ma'isim b'chol mekames memshalta baruch nafshi es Hashem. So that's when they would duchen every single day. They duchen in Shachris, like in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day Shachris. What about when you have on Shabbos, you have Musaf also, and the Kohanim duchen a second time, b'musafi du Shabbat amahim armim? What should the tzibah respond when the Kohanim recite the three psukim? So bite another three psukim. One pasuk, when the Kohanim recite the first pasuk, second pasuk, and they recite the second pasuk, and so on. So the first pasuk, Yishar Malasin, Baruch HaShem, Kol Abdei Hashem. Second pasuk, Yishidech Mekodesh, Baruch HaShem. They're giving us brachas. The Kohanim are giving us brachas. We want to give a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom in response. The Kohanim are requesting the Rabbanu Shalom to give us brachas. Yibarach HaShem Yishmecha, Yav HaShem Panam Elecha. The Kohanim are requesting the Rabbanu Shalom should give us brachas. In response, we say we give the Rabbanu Shalom brachas. Baruch HaShem Elecha, and so on. Frag the Gemara, if you're already saying the Pesukim over there, V'lei manam Yibarach HaShem Etzion, Tichsib Ahu En Yonah, why did you skip to a different perek? Why don't you quote the next pasuk from the same kapitel in Tehillim? Why do you have to jump to a different perek in Tehillim? Here they were quoting two pesukim from Kuf Lamed Dalet, and all of a sudden the third pasuk is from Kuf Lamed Hey. Say a third pasuk from Kuf Lamed Dalet. It's all in the same parsha. And for the Gemara, no. Yivarechecha Hashem Yitzion is that Rabbanu Shalom should bless us. The Kohanim are giving us a blessing. In response to the Kohanim's blessing, we should give the Rabbanu Shalom a blessing. So that pasuk, Yirecha Hashem Etzion, that's no good. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Beit Rav Shimon Pas, Mitoch Shiyisku B'chos V'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'sayim B'chos V'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The three psukim that we're saying in response to the three psukim that the Kohanim say, are supposed to say, we give the Rabbanu Shalom a brach. It's not Yirecha Hashem Etzion, the Rabbanu Shalom should bless us. That's what the Kohanim told us, the Rabbanu Shalom should bless us. Our response should be, we bless the Rabbanu Shalom. Then the Gemara in Tainus has Tosis quotes, and Tainus Dav Chobli. Gemara has a din. Some of the dinim of Kohanim by Avoida, by Hakrobus HaKarbonis, are carried over to Duchening, and some of the dinim are not carried over. So we spoke about it. A shikr is not allowed to be Makar Karbonis, Shasa Revius, they drink schnapps, is not permitted to be Makar Karbonis, so that din carries over to Duchening as well. Shasa Revius is not allowed, if he drank wine or schnapps, he's not allowed to Duchening. But a Balmum is not allowed to be Makar Karbonis, so that din does not carry over to Duchening. A Balmum is permitted to Duchening. Unless he has Mum, the pun of Yadav Haviraglov, and it's going to draw attention to his hands, and it's not permissible to stare at the Kohanim's hands when they Duchen. So then the Mishnah made a Takana de Rabbanon that a Kohen has Mum, the pun of Yadav Haviraglov, and the people are not Rogil to see it, so he shouldn't Duchen because he may cause them to stare at his hands. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that then no longer applies Bizman Hazeh, since the Kohanim, the practice is to cover over their hands, so you can't see anything anyway. So the Gemara says, because the din is that a shikr, and that's a machlokes, this distinction that a shikr is not allowed to duchen, but a balmum is permitted to duchen. So the Gemara says, where did you come up with such a compromise? Either this way, either you carry over all the dinim from Akrovis HaKarbonis, or you don't. So the Gemara gives an answer, because in Parshas Nosoi, the din of Parsha of Nazir is adjacent to the Parsha of Duchening. So Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so therefore you darshan smuchim. So one who drank wine is not allowed to duchen. That's a legitimate drasha, or is that only an asmachta? So that's a machloikis. The pashta says that it's only an asmachta mid the rabbanim, that a kohen who drank is not allowed to duchen. Atzushtel to the nozir and the duchening. The pashta says only an asmachta. There's a minority opinion, and the rishonim, the Rashba quotes there, minority opinion that it's a real drasha gemurah derais. Whatever it is, but one who drank wine, kohen who drank wine is not allowed to duchen. So the Gemara says you should, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. That was the Tosis that we had on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. So they used to duchen after Hakrovas Tomas Shel Shachar, after Hakrovas HaMusafim, and after Hakrovas Tomas Shel Bein Abayim. Whichever coin was a little tipsy, wouldn't be Makriv Karbonas, wouldn't be roaming around the Beis HaMikdash. By us, the Chachamim should have introduced Duchening at the conclusion of Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, but Mincha is already in the afternoon, or late in the afternoon, early in the afternoon, whatever, so they were afraid, maybe a coin will be a Shasa Yayin. Maybe they didn't, some people don't drink wine on Shabbos Yontov, and other people would drink wine in the middle of the day also. So they don't permit Duchening They never instituted duchening by mincha on a regular day because of a gzeira. Maybe a shasa yayin, maybe the kohen will be drunk. What if it's mincha on a tainis tibur? So that's a machlokes, tainis tibur, no one's eating. So that's Tosis quotes, that's a machlokes hatanoim in tainis. Do you say a loy plug rabbanon, since on a normal day mincha there's a chasha shikris, so we don't permit the kohen to duchen. So even on the tainis tibur also we shouldn't permit them to duchen. If you were duchen by Ne'ila, that would be okay. Ne'ila is not only on Yom Kippur. That's the top Tosis points out of Mem Amaral. We only have Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, but Ne'ila Mi'ikar Adin in the Mishnah is on every Tainis Tibur. So Ne'ila is a Tvila that's Miyuchad only for a Tainis Tibur. So that makes sense? You can't say a loy plug. We shouldn't permit the Kohanim to duchen by Ne'ila because they may make a mistake and allow Kohanim to duchen. When are they going to duchen? They're going to duchen by Mincha on a different day and they're going to be Shikr? No, Mincha is Mincha and Ne'ila is Ne'ila. Ne'ila is only on a Tainis Tibur. So the Gemara says they would duchen by Ne'ila. The Gemara talks about why they, when they would duchen Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, that's the top line on Mem Amin Aleph. When the Kohanim would duchen Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, so which psukim would the tzibur say in response to the duchening? So the top Tosis asks on Mem Amin Aleph, why does the Gemara only talk about duchening on Ne'ila on Yom Kippur? They should have talked about what psukim do you say when the Kohanim duchen on Ne'ila on a tainis tzibur, not only on Yom Kippur. We mentioned last week, the answer is, because the Gemara says in Titus, "Ain Tainis Tzibur beBavel, chutz mitisha b'Avi Yom Kippur." You only say Nila if it's a Tainis Tzibur, and a Tainis Tzibur is only Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur we say Nila. Tisha B'Av we don't say Nila for a different reason. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. The Gemara says in the end of Tainis, the whole idea of Nila is that you want to be marbe b'tfilo, and if you do ribu tfilo, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. And there'll be Bavli and Yerushalmi in the end of Maseches Tainis, they quote Psukim from Tanakh to demonstrate that this is so. It's in Chumash, and it's in Nevi'im, and in Ksuvim, that the more you daven, the better your chances are that your prayers will be answered. So Tainis Tibur is always an Eis Tzara, so that's why we have Ribui Tefillah. So it doesn't make sense to introduce Nila on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av, we say the Pasuk in Echa, Gam Ki Ezek L'Shaveh saw some Tefillasi. The Beis HaMikdash was Chorv, so the prayers are not accepted. The Beis HaMikdash is Beis Tvila Yikari. Not only is the Beis HaMikdash the Mokam HaKrovis HaKarbonis, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam HaTvila. And Shlomo HaMelech said when they built the Beis HaMikdash, V'ispalo Alecha Derech HaBayis HaZeh, all the people in America, all the people all over Europe, wherever they live, South Africa, they all face the Beis HaMikdash when they daven. So once the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, so the prayers are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be before. So that's why on a Tainis Tzibur, you do daven Nila, but on Tisha B'Av, it doesn't make sense to daven Nila. Tisha B'Av is a day when we are observing the fact that the prayers are no longer answered. That's why we leave out this Kabbal on Tisha B'Av, to demonstrate that the Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nina Lushari Tfila. The prayers are not answered to the same extent. So that's probably the answer to Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, how come the Gemara doesn't say what Psukim you say when the Kladim Duchen on a Tainis Tzibur? He was talking aloha lamais in Bavel. They didn't have any tainis siba. Ain't tainis siba but Bavel. The Rishonim explained why there's no tainis siba in Bavel. Because the Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, has to be Gozer Tainis. In Bavel, they didn't have such a central authority who was looked up to, who had the authority to be Gozer Tainis. So that's why there's no tainis siba but Bavel. Chutz mi Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, you don't need the Bezin to be Gozer Tainis. Tisha B'Av is in Chumash. Yom Kippur is a Takanas Chachamim. So on Yom Kippur, we taka do say Nila. On Tisha B'Av, we don't say Nila because it's Sasam Tfilasi. That's why. So the Gemara is left only. Yeah, so the Gemara says that even in Eretz Yisrael, they have it. So today, it's not a full din Tainis Tzibur. A real Tainis Tzibur, you have to fast by Yom HaBalayla, and you have to be Memait in business and so on. Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it. They don't do it. You have to have a bezin to be gozer tainis. The rabbanim are not gozer tainis. The people know on their own. When there's a atziris gishamim, so they fast. But it's not really, it doesn't really have a din of a tainis seed. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is talking here. Yom Kippur, the psukim have to do with. I don't think so. I think these psukim are miyuchet for Yom Kippur. I don't know. See, here Tosis is bothered with the question. The Gemara says here six lines from the bottom. What psukim should the tzibur respond when the Kohanim duchen on Mincha and Atayin Sibur. What do you mean? The Kohanim don't duchen Mincha and Atayin Sibur. It's a machlokes Atanoim, and the Gemara paskens that it's a loyplug Rabbanon. We don't permit the Kohanim to duchen every day by Mincha because Bechoshish v'Shikris. So even on Atayin Sibur, when everybody's fasting, we also don't permit the Kohanim to duchen. So what do you mean? What psukim did they say when the Kohanim duchen by Mincha and Atayin Sibur? They don't do it. They don't duchen Mincha and Atayin Sibur. What's the Gemara talking about? That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers, but the Gemara says there in Tainus, that's Bizman Atanoim, you don't duchen. But Bizman Hamaroim, the Gemara says Ho Idno. Idno means when we are editing the Talmud Babli, in the days of the later Amaroim, the days of Ravina Ravashi, when they edited the Gemara, so by then they already introduced the practice that they did duchen by Mincha and Atani Siva. So Taisus quotes the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, Ho Idno Bizman Azeh. My time in Parsikani died by Minchasa the Tainesa. That's the last three lines in the Tesis, by Minchasa the Tainesa, and Lamitesa Mebeis. The Tesis quotes from the Gemara and Tainus there. How come, as Manazed, that we're writing Talmud Bavli, we do Duchen by Mincha and a Tainus Sibur? So the Gemara says, because they used to daven Mincha at a different time. On a normal day, they would daven Mincha earlier in the afternoon. They wouldn't wait till right before the Shki. On a Tainus Sibur, they would daven Mincha late, in the afternoon, right before the Shkia. So that was the Zman that you would normally daven Ne'ila. Ne'ila means Nin Alu Shari Hashamayim. That the sun is about to go down. Either the sun is about to go down or the sun already did go down. The Gemara in the end of Yuma has two opinions. When he's supposed to daven Ne'ila? After the Shkia or Davke Bayom? And our meaning is that we begin Bayom. As long as you begin Bayom, you can finish Balayla. Other Rishonim Paskin, no. He's supposed to finish Ne'ila Bayom. He's supposed to finish the whole Ne'ila before the Shkia. And we follow the opinion that as long as he began by Yom is good enough. So that's what Tosis quotes the Gemara. Ho idna bizman azen, the days of the later Amaroim, the practice developed that they moved the zman of Mincha and Atayin Sibur to daven later than we normally daven. And they daven Mincha so late in the day, that was the zman that you would normally daven the Ilah. Ain't Atayin Sibur bibava, we don't have any real bona fide Atayin Sibur. So we daven, so that's why we don't have any Ilah. But they used to daven mincha bizman that they should have daven nila. So that's why bizman is that there is duchening to nila. So that's what the Gemara says. The last six lines on Lamites. B'mincha said the Tainesa my Amri. What psukim did the Tzibur respond on mincha and the Tainesiba? So the Gemara says psukim that fit in with the fact that it's an Eis Tzara. A Tainesiba is when you have an Eis Tzara. So they say, Im avonein one of ona, Hashem say leman shemecha. If we did averis, that's the whole theme of a Tainesiba. You say Aneinu, and you say Avinu Malkeinu, and you say Vidui.
Why don't we daven?
Why don't we? We follow the Rishonim who say that the Mishnah, the end of Tainus, is very clear. You don't duchen by Ma'ariv. Why not? So the Rishonim says because you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. So it's unclear why. So a lot of Rishonim say because duchening has to be by yom, you can't duchen by laila because duchening is like an avodas hakarbonis, and avodas hakarbonis has to be by yom. And then they write that in the days of the Rishonim in Frankfurt, they used to duchen by neila late at night, in the middle of the night, and they're all upset about it. The Mariel quotes it, and the Beis Yosef quotes it, and the Magen Avraham quotes it. They're all angry. They're all upset. Why in Frankfurt they used to duchen by laila? So the Mariel quotes it, upset, and then he faremphes it. Then the Shagasari has a sefer on Tainus, Gevuras Ari. That's the last paragraph in the Gevuras Ari. He says the same teretz on the minig, same explanation. The halacha that you're not allowed to be makvah korbanos balayla only applies to avodas adam. When you bring a korban, so there are dalad avodas adam, the shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So shchita, when you shecht behemis in order to eat the flesh, that has nothing to do with the blood. A lot of blood is going to come out. Shechita is a way how you kill the animal. You have to kill the animal by the shechita. Shechita by karbonis is a different thing. Shechita by karbonis is to separate the dam, shanashama yotzeba, from the rest of the behemoth. You should be able to berserk the dam. Rashi writes a loshon, levare chelek avoya, to separate the dam that's going to be nizrek. So shechita is the first of the dalet avoydes adam. Shechita, kabolas adam, and eklishores, haylochas adam, to walk, to carry to the mizbech, and zrikas adam. So the halacha that says that you have to avoid this have to be done by yom, that's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. V'yom tzavos ala akavis korbanim, all korbanos have to be offered by yom, only goes on the avoidus adam. When you have a korban mincha, so there are dalet avoidus by a mincha that are parallel to the dalet avoidus adam. That's a long Tosefta that's quoted in Masechta Saito. So Rashi explains how the Dalar Avodas of the Mincha parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam. You do Kmitza. Kmitza is parallel to Shechita because you separate the Komet, which is going to be Korban HaMizbeach, from the rest, just like when you do Shechita by Korbanos. The idea behind Shechita is not so much to kill the animal, that Shechita Schulin is how to kill the animal, but Shechita by Korbanos is to separate the Dam. So here they do Kmitza, that's to separate the Komets. Then you do Kiddush Kli, you take the Komets thrown to the Kli, that's like Kabbalah. Then you have Halacha. Then parallel to Zrikas Adam, you have the Haktoras HaKoymetz. So these Dalar Avodas Adam by Korbanos, or the Dalar Avodas and the Mincha, that are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam, they may not be done Balayla. But all the other Avodas of Korbanos may be done Balayla. You can do other Avodas Balayla. So that's what the Maharil Farenfes, the Minik Frankfurt, and the Shagasari also Farenfes, he says, when the Yerushalmi said, there's no Duchening by Ma'ariv, Pashut, why? There's no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv. You only have Duchening in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. I'm just at a Sfardish wedding on Sunday night, so they have a practice that they, at the end of the whole chuppah, they call all the Kohanim up who are in the Kohol, and they hold up their hands, and they recite Yerech HaShem Yishmerecha. But they don't say a bracha. They don't say Asher Gedushan B'Kedushah Shalom. Because the Takanas Chachamim was that you're supposed to do Duchening at the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz, like in the Beis Hamikdash, they're supposed to be done at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. So when those Svardim have this minig, the Kohanim don't start from Yerech HaShem Yishmerech. They start from the Psukim before. Dabar Hashem, how does it go? Yeah, Pasuk before Kosev Baruch. They start from the beginning, and then and after they finish the third Pasuk, V'yichuneko, Yosem L'cho Shalom, then they say the next Pasuk, V'sam Shmuel B'nei Yisrael V'aniyah Baruchim. So they're really reciting a parsha from the Chumash. They're not really Duchening. The real Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Korbanos Tzibur, or at the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Yerushalmi just points out, you see from the Mishnah at the end of Tainis, that there's no Duchening by Ma'ariv. So the Achrayim say, Avada does not. There's no Chazaras HaShatz. You only Duchen at the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz. It's not because there's no Duchening Balayla, because Akrabas Karbonis is only by you. So over here you have Neila. There is Chazaras HaShatz Balayla. I didn't finish the Chazaras HaShatz from Neila yet. So that's the meaning Frankfurt, that they did Duchen by Neila. And other, the Reif HaOlam, that's how in the days of the Rishonim Achrayim, the Reif HaOlam, the practice was that the Rishonim learned Pshat and the Rishonim. It doesn't really say that in Yerushalmi. The Rishonim interpreted the Yerushalmi as saying that there's no Duchening Balayla because Balayla is not Makar of Karbonis and Duchening is like an Avodah. So that's why you can't Duchen Balayla. So we said even the Duchening that belongs to the Chazaras HaShatz of Nila also shouldn't be recited Balayla. So the Gemara says on a Taina Sibur, they would react, that Sibur would react to the Psukim of the Duchening by saying tefillahs that the Rabbanu Shalom should give us a Yeshua, because the whole Taina Sibur is an Eis Tzor. They said, have Rachmanis, we did Averis, give us a break, don't punish us. Mikvis on Moshiach be Eis Tzor. Lomati ki geba aretz v'goyma. Lomati akish nitam ki giba lo yuchal lehishia. They would cry out to the Rabbanu Shalom. These are the tefillahs that you say on a Taina Sibur. So they would pick out additional psukim that are repeating that theme. Then the Gemara says, "Benila the Yom Kippurim on the top line, and our Sidurim they have the same psukim. You only have one page in the Siddur for Duchening, so it doesn't have different psukim for Shachris and for Musaf and for Neila and this and that. We have psukim for every word. We don't have one pasuk for each pasuk. In the days of the Gemara, days of the Tanaim, they only had one pasuk for each. There are three psukim. Tosin says corresponding to the three psukim of the Brichas Kohan." Then the Gemara says, "Benila b'yam kippur." What do they say? Also, psukim darim yuchad for that. So, what do the Amoraim says? V'amilav b'masnita ton. Another version has it. It's a brisa that says it. Either the Amoraim had a tradition, or the brisa records it. Hine kechen yivarokav Hashem recha Hashem etzion. Rebbe tu v'shlam kol yimecheyach revad marech shalma yisol. Fine. They said the psukim. Then the Gemara says the three psukim that we say correspond to the three psukim that the Kohanim say. So when exactly should you recite these three psukim? Craig the Gemara Hechen Oimron, when he's supposed to say the three psukim? Rav Yosef Amar ben kol brocha brocha. When the Kohanim finish Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, we should say the first pasuk. When the Kohanim finish the second pasuk, we should say Amen. And then recite the second pasuk softly. When the Kohen finished the third pasuk, we should say that. Rav Sheshe Sama No Bahaskaras Hashem. When the Kohen say Yirech Hashem, when they say the Shem Hashem, that's when the Tzibur would recite the pasuk. Then the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says also two versions. Pligi bar Rav Meri Rav Zvid, the had a machlekes, when are you supposed to respond to these psukim? Chadama psuka lekavo psuka. The first pasuk you say either when the Kohanim say the Shem Hashem in the first pasuk, when the Kohanim finish the first pasuk. The second pasuk you say either when the Kohanim say the Shem Hashem in the second pasuk, when the Kohanim complete the whole pasuk. The Chadama, the other one says no, you say all three psukim on the first pasuk, either when the Kohanim say the Shem Hashem when they finish, all three psukim when the Kohanim say the second pasuk, and all three psukim the Kohanim say the third pasuk. So yeah, but we don't do any of this. I never saw any of this. So the Gemara says this was the practice in the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Abchi Bar Abba Kol Harman Bigvulin. Whoever says the psukim outside of the Beis Hamikdash is called Gvulin. Ein Ela Toyev. No, it's only in the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Iker Duchening is really in Beis HaMikdash. That's why Yanki Pemdin thought that Duchening is only Daraisa in the Beis HaMikdash at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. We mentioned when we started, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Yanki Pemdin and he disagrees. Says, it's Mefurish and Gemaris and Sifros, the Duchening today is also Daraisa. But the Iker Duchening, they're all maskim, is at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Sibur. But yes, the Ritzei of the Chazans, Chazor HaShashat, converts the Tfilah into a Korban Sibur, so it's also Duchening Daraisa. But since the Iker Duchening is a Beis HaMikdash, so the responding to the Duchening is only Beis HaMikdash. Whoever says the Psukim Bigvulin, outside this Mikdash, ain't Ela Toya. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Amar Abchanine Bar Papa Teda, even in the Beis HaMikdash, not really right to say Teda, the Bimikdash Namalam and Boyle Memrina. It's not really Derech Eretz to say the Psukim in the Beis HaMikdash either. Nu Fafalim, that was the meaning they had, and so they say. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't introduce it. What's wrong with saying Psukim in the Kohanim Duchen? Because if they're giving you a bracha, so you should pay attention. You should listen when they say the bracha. Klumi yesh locha evit shemavrocha mosav eino mazin. It's not right that he's not paying attention. So it's bekoshi that they introduced the minik to recite psukim and the Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't introduce it bigvulin. Bad enough that they did in Beis HaMikdash. The next mandama says no. Amra bache b'rab chanin etei de faker gvulin nami mavoy lemen rino. Faker. You should say it all over the world. He doesn't see what's wrong. If they give you a bracha, you should say, thank you, Ken Yehirotz, and you should have simchas in your family also. You should say something in response, not just to say the amen. You should react to it, to say that you're excited and you're appreciative of the fact that he's giving a bracha. So these were the two opinions that the Gemara had. Shaila is, but the Gemara said you have to pay attention when the Kohanim say Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha. So how can you pay attention and say Psukim at the same time? So that's what the Gemara assumes that you can. It is humanly possible. Then the Gemara is going to have later on in the same daf another similar thing. When the Chazan says Moedim in the Shemana Esrei, so when the Chazan says the whole Shemana Esrei, so everybody just says Amen. Everybody should pay attention, say Amen. When the Chazan says Moedim, so the Amoraim felt that that's not their heritage. He's going to say, thank you very much. We appreciate everything. In the whole Shemana Esrei, we're always asking the Rabban Shalom for matonis. We want parnas, and we want good health, and we want shidduch, and we want him, and she give us everything. Why don't we ever say thank you? So we have one brief bracha. One little bracha, we thank the Rabban Shalom. So the Gemara holds that it's not enough. So when the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esrei, and he says, Moedim, There are another 18 brachas when we're asking. We're asking for everything under the sun. So we should all participate when the Chazan says Moedim. We should all say Moedim along with the Chazan. Everybody should say Moedim along. What exactly do you say? So one Amara said one Nusach, one Amara said another Nusach, one Amara said another Nusach. And then Rapapa says they're all beautiful ideas. Here's Rapapa, six lines from the bottom of Mem Amid Aleph. Amara Papa, Hilkach Nemina Lekulu. They're all beautiful ideas. We should say everything. That's why the Beis Yosef quotes, that's why it's called Moedim Derabbanan. Moedim Derabbanan means it's a composite text of what all of the Amoraim said. Well, it's not what the Chazan says is Moedim Deraisa, and what we say is Moedim Derabbanan. But the Chazan says it's not Deraisa either. The whole Shemana Esrei is, the whole Nusach of the Shemana Esrei is only Derabbanan. But this is called Moedim Derabbanan. This is a tziruf of all the texts put together. It's interesting, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi also, Ashanachna Moedim Aloch. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi also. They had a practice to say Amoidim Derabonim. He used to say Amoidim while the Chazan bows down. He says, Amoidim, that's only one bracha, but we thank the Rabban Shalom, so we should also thank the Rabban Shalom along with the Chazan. So one Amar has one Nusach, another Amar has another Nusach, different from the Nuschos that the Gemara has, but a little similar, but each one is different. And then the last line in the Yerushalmi is, and that Tesis, Al Shanach, the Modim Loch, the last two lines, Amar Abyudin Nagin Amir Rabbanin Kulu, some of the Amaroim would say all of these texts put together, like Rav Papa says, Hilchech Nemeinu Lekulu. You should say everything together, that's why we call it Modim de Rabbanin. So then the Gemara said, is the Amar Oy Hado, Oy Hado, Oy Hado? Others said, no, either you say text A, a text B, a text C. Why should you say a composite of all the texts put together? So that's the Machloikis in the Yerushalmi, that the first one, Rabbi Yudin, says, Nogan Amar Rabbanin Kulun. The Amaroim said everything, all the texts put together. And is the Amar, and the other Amaroim said, no, either you say A, B, or C. You don't say everything together. So we do like the Bavli. We combine everything all together.
Brisket, biyotz
all the shittas. Okay, okay. So here, so why is this on the same daf? Moedim derabbanan is a maseches brachas. When we learn brachas, we learned about moedim derabbanan. What's it doing over here? The answer is it has something in common. When the chazan says the chazaras hashatz, the tiber is supposed to pay attention to every word. We're supposed to say amen. So if you feel that it's not derech eretz, the chazan says thank you, and you're not going to say along, so we should say along. But we have to pay attention to the chazan saying moedim. So you have to say Moedim Derabbanan softly. And most of the shuls, the tzibur screams out Moedim Derabbanan, you can't hear the chazan. So the chazan gives up. So he whispers Moedim softly. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that that's not right. Rav Soloveitchik always used to tumble about that. The Mishnah Berurah writes it's not right. The chazan has to say Moedim out loud. Everybody has to pay attention. So is that physically possible? We should say Moedim Derabbanan simultaneously with the chazan saying his Moedim, and we will succeed in hearing every word that the chazan says. So the Gemara says, yeah, just like by duchening, klum yeshev shem b'baruch mosaveinu mazin, is it derech eretz? They're giving you a brach and you're not paying attention. You got to pay attention. But then on the other hand, klum yeshev shem b'baruch mosaveinu mazbel upon him, you have to say thank you. So we assume it's possible to do both simultaneously. We can pay attention to the Kohanim saying yivrach Hashem yishmerecha, and we can say the psukim simultaneously. So just like it's possible to say the psukim at the same time the Kohanim are saying the Epsukim, so we assume it's possible to say Moedim Derabbanan and pay attention to the Chazaras Hashatz at the same time. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the Tur recommends that you shouldn't say any of these Psukim by Duchening. He says in the days of the Gemara they were geniuses. They could concentrate on two things at the same time. They could pay attention to the Kohanim saying the Brichas Kohanim, and they can recite the Epsukim simultaneously. It's a Yeridus Adiris. We can't concentrate on two different things at the same time. So the tourist is the one who did away with it. He quotes the Hashem, you shouldn't say the Psukim. You want to look at the Psukim in the Siddim, Hechetes. But you shouldn't recite the Psukim because you cannot pay attention to the Kohanim and say the Psukim at the same time. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said by Moedim also. So you shouldn't say Moedim Derabbanan simultaneously with the Chazan because he won't be able to pay attention. So that's why he instituted that the Chazan should say Moedim Anachnu Loch out loud, and everybody should bow down and say Moedim Anachnu Loch. And then the Chazan should pause a little bit, give everybody a chance to finish the Moedim Derabbanan, and then the Chazan finishes the rest out loud.
I just wait before saying Moedim. So you should say Moedim as soon after?
That's what he thought. The Chazan should say Moedim Anachnu Loch out loud. So everybody's supposed to say simultaneously with the Chazan. But then everybody's going to scream out Moedim Derabbanan. They're not going to pay attention to the rest of the bracha of the Chazan.
How far is the
Moedim Anachnu Loch. Yeah, the first three words. And then pause to give everybody a chance to say Moedim. And then when everybody finishes, then the Chazan should say the rest out loud. But you're really supposed to, the Chazan should say Moedim Derabbanan, Moedim out loud. And the whole tzibur is supposed to pay attention. That's why the Gemara puts the both on the same daf. That's what they have in common. They're reciting the psukim simultaneously with the Kohanim's duchering, and they're reciting the Moedim Derabbanan simultaneously with the Chazans reciting the Moedim Deraisa. So those are Atzad HaShavah Shebehem. That was Mara Gemara. They assumed that it was possible to talk and say psukim and tefillah simultaneously with paying attention to someone else.
Well,
Why is modern different than the whole tefillah of Shliach Tzibur? Why is Shliach Tzibur davening davening Tzibur? So why is modern?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, the Gemara thought that it's not right. The other brachas, they're bakashas. So there's so many bakashas.
Amen is enough. And all the other brachas.
Amen is enough. And by thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's
you
only one
bracha.
Yeah, there's only one bracha where we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. We never thank him. So we should emphasize that a little more. We have to place a little more emphasis.
Thank you.
We have to count our blessings. Yeah, we never count our blessings. Taisus quotes this. Taisus al shanach nemoidim elof. Taisus quotes the different schos of the Amoraim. And the Rishalmi is not the same as the Babli. Different. And one opinion of Rishalmi is he should say all a composite of all of the nuschos. The other one says, oh, hado. Either you say A, B, or C. So all the nuschos and the Rishalmi end up, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois. The Babli doesn't have that. Al Shanach Amadim Loch. That's all. The Babli doesn't have a conclusion, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois. So this is an Asik, the Beis Yosef raises. Should we say like the Rishalmi? Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois at the end? Just like in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's a Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mechulol Batish Bachois. Here at the Moedim, the Rabbani should end off also with a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois. Or you should do like the Babli that it doesn't have. And maybe the Babli assumed like the Rishalmi. The Babli doesn't have every single bracha. Maybe it's self-understood. The Babli also relies on this idea that you should end off Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois. So we have such a similar shayla by Bar Nefoshes. The Babli has the whole text of Bar Nefoshes. And that's all. It doesn't end off. The Rishalmi has the same nusach approximately as the Babli. Then ends up Baruch Ata Hashem. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, what should we do? The Babli doesn't have any chasima. The Rishalmi has a chasima. The Babli was relying on the Rishalmi. It took it for granted. Everybody knows what the end is. So you should say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chei Ho Elamim? Oh no, the Babli is Chei Lekan Yerushalmi. You shouldn't say. So it's a Shaila of Motzi Shem Shamayim Lo'atola, Baruch Lo'atola, to say the last line. So Rabbeinu Yehuda made a compromise. At the end of Baruch Nefosh, you say, Baruch Chei Ho Elamim. You don't do like the Yerushalmi, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chei Ho Elamim. The Vilna Gaon follows the Yerushalmi. Baruch Ata Hashem, Chei Ho Elamim. But most people don't follow the Gaon on that.
So by davening, the Vilna Gaon also does the same thing by Moedim?
I think so. I think by Moedim also follows the Rishon, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois, yeah. So the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rif and Brach has made this compromise. Should we follow the Rishalmi, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chei Ho Elamim? Or should we follow the Babli, that there is no Chasim? Or should we assume the Babli assumed the Rishalmi? What should we do? Rabbeinu Yoina made a compromise, Baruch Chei Ho Elamim. So the Beis Yosef writes, the same by Moedim the Rabbonon. We shouldn't follow the Rishalmi, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoidois, Ken Noch Zayin HaBrach HaLevatole, So the Beis Yosef came up with this compromise, Baruch Kel HaHoidois.
Same thing in the Baruch,
That he does not say Baruch Ata Hashem.
He does, I think. The God says, I think Baruch Ata Hashem, like,
oh, yeah?
I
don't know. Anyway, the two...
It would follow the same truth, though.
No, there is no Yerushalmi there. There is no Yerushalmi. If I care, there, the Rishonim composed this Nusach. That whole Nusach is from the Rishonim, doesn't appear in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon follow those who say it's not right to invent any new brachas after Chasim is Atalma. So you say you shouldn't say that brach. You shouldn't say Baruch Ata Hashem. That's a bracha shalei niskara b'talma. Bracha shalei niskara b'talma. There are a lot of brachas not mentioned in the Gemara. But they existed bismara Gemara. This is a bracha that didn't exist bismara Gemara. This bracha was invented after the days of the Gemara. So that's the shaila. Same thing that a woman says the bracha, shasani kiritzono. That doesn't say in the Gemara. That's the Rishonim invented such a bracha. So many say you shouldn't say that. Many say you shouldn't say anoisan lo'yayif koyach. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. In the end of brachas that lists off all the brichos hashachar, does not have anoisan lo'yayif koyach. So that's why the Goyen skipped it. The Goyen was very strict about that. You should only say the brachas that that we know existed bizman haGemara, and these were introduced later. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were the ones who composed all the brachas. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah consisted of a body of 120 Talmidei Chachamim, ubehem kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were several Nevi'im. And they were the components for Hem Shetiknu Yisrael, Brochus, and Kiddush, and Avdolah, and Tfilus, and so on. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin points out, why does it say Behem Kama Nevi'im? You have to have Ruach HaKodesh, you have to be a Novi to know how to compose a Nusach HaBrocha. Then the Gemara says, Mikam B'Elech, after the days of Anshei Ketan Sagdailo, also the Saper B'Shvachu Shal Mokim. You're not allowed to compose any new tefillahs, any new brochas, because the Pasuk says, Mimal Gros Hashem, Yashmir Kol Tehilosa. Who has the right to praise HaKodesh Baruch Hu? The one who knows what he's talking about. So the Anshei Ketan Sagdailo had 120 Tamir Chachamim, Ubehem Kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were Nevi'im, so they knew how to compose tefillahs. We don't know how to compose today, so we better not put our foot in our mouth. We're going to say the wrong thing. The Gemara tells a story like a person is praising the king. A farmer has no musag of how wealthy the king is. He's going to say, the king is so rich, he has $100 in his bank account. $100. There are people who are not kings. They have millions of dollars in the bank account. The farmer has no hasag of how to praise the king, how wealthy he is. So we have no hasag of how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who had amongst them Abraham Kamen Avim, so they knew how to compose brachas. So that's why the Vilna Gaon is very strict on that, not to recite any brachas that were not composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah.
We also have brachas that were composed of Yisus, not used anymore, like Sagego,
Samoyla. Right. The Rosh, yeah, when a person gets married to a Psula, so the Rosh in Ksubas quotes that bracha that was composed by the Goyim, and then he says many don't say it because it was composed by the Goyim. You're not allowed to compose your own brachas, right? That's
exactly.
No, but the Malshinim was composed in the days of the Tanaim. The Gemara says Shmuel HaKotan, yeah. The Gemara says that he was a Bal Ruach HaKodesh. He wasn't a Novi, but the Gemara says he was Roy Shetishu Alav Shechina. The Gemara says, Yesh Bechem Echot Roy Shetishu Alav Shechina, but El Hashein Adar Roy Lekach. But so Shmuel HaKotan was also like the Novi among them, that he had Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, that's on the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. It says, Shmuel HaKotan had Ruach HaKodesh. So this is the famous Daf Gimor, where the Gemara has that it's proper to recite the Psukim, but at the same time that you're saying the Psukim in response to the Duchening, the Psukim of the Kohanim, you have to be careful to pay attention to all the Yirecha Shem Yishmerecha that the Kohanim are reciting. At the end of the Ma'ariv Rabbanah, when we learn brachas, the Gemara quotes a brisa that when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, there are two brachas where you bow at the beginning and the end, Avos and Hoidah. Mogen Avraham at the beginning and the end, and Mogen Menachem at the beginning and the end. That's a brisa. Then the Amora says, Rava, I think the Amora says, when you say Ma'ariv, you should bow in the beginning and the end. So the Rashba asks on that Gemara, what did Rava discover in America? It's a brisa. They quote, Rava was not aware of the brisa. It could be. Rava didn't know the brisa. So the Rashba says, no, the brisa goes when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you have to bow Tchila V'Sof. And Moedim Deraisa, we'll call it. And the original Moedim in the Shmoneh Esrei. And Rava says, I'm Moedim Derabbanan, you have to bow Tchila V'Sof. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That Rashba is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. They're supposed to bow Tchila V'Sof. And then the Rashba says, he quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Beis Yosef quotes it Bariches, the whole long passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The correct way to say Moedim Derabbanan is to synchronize it with the Chazan. The Moedim Derabbanan is much shorter than the Moedim that the Chazan says. So on Chanukah, you can't synchronize it. The Chazan's Nusach is five times as long. You can't see the Moedim Derabbanan so long. But it's not Chanukah, so the Rashba says you should really say Moedim Derabbanan so slowly. So you should start with the Chazan and say Baruch Kel Haidos and bow down. At the same time he says Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulol Batish Bachois. We should conclude the same time the Chazan concludes. If I wasn't saying it so slow, and then I'm up to the end Baruch Kel Haidos and the Chazan is just in the middle, so what am I going to pause for half a minute and not say anything? So then the Yerushalmi says Farfal. If you're ready, finish Moedim Derabbanan. So you finish and you bow down in the middle. The Chazan is in the middle of Moedim, and I already finished Moedim Derabbanan, so you finish in the middle. But more correct is, you should say the Moedim Derabbanan so slowly that you won't finish the Moedim Derabbanan until the Chazan finishes, and you bow down the same time he bowed down. When I say Baruch Kel Haidos, he's saying, Atav Shimcha L'chanor L'hoidos. The Chasima of the Moedim Derabbanan corresponds to the Chasina of the Moedim that the Chazan says.
So that's what you said about the
Rashi. Right, that's what... Those who have tainus against Rav Soloveitchik's practice, they say it's against the whole idea of the Rashba, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the Rashba didn't invent it. The Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. Okay. You can't have both. You can't have everything. Got to decide whether which is better. Good. Then in the middle, the Gemara tells a story that really has nothing to do with what comes before and what comes after. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo was speaking before, so they quote another member of the Rabbi Bo. So the Amar Rabbi Bo, Nachazach HaTegizok, Meiresh originally have Amina Misano Ano. I thought I was pretty humble. But then I saw the other rabbi. Wow, how do I compare to him? He's really humble. Kevin the Chazinele, the Rabbah de Menachem, the other Talmud Chacham, my contemporary, the Amar Yehuchat Taimer, in the days of the Amoraim, they didn't have loudspeakers. So when someone said a shiur, so the Talmud Chacham, and most of the Talmud Chacham didn't know how to scream. They didn't know how to project their voices, and the acoustics weren't so great. So they used to have a maturgamon, they used to have an Amoira, he was called an Amoira. Amoira means he knows how to speak loud. And he would say over the Dvar Torah that the rabbi said. So the rabbi would say one sentence, and the Amora would say two or three sentences. He would say a whole paragraph. So this Amora, he would say one thing. This rabbi would say one thing. And his Meturgamon would give Agansa Drosha, no similarity living or dead to what he said. And the rabbi didn't blink. He didn't blink an eyelash. He didn't say, you're not saying over my Drosha, you're saying your own Drosha. He never said anything. So this Rabbi Bo says, I thought I was humble. Meireish originally Zakter. Habe, I mean, I used to think I'm the son of. I thought I was humble. But Kevin the Chazinele, the Rabbi de Menaku. I see the other Rabbi, the Omer Iuchad Taima. He says one Dvar Torah. Omer Amar Echad Taima Veloy Kopit, and he didn't scream. And never screamed at him. So I said, Amina, wow, love, I'm the son of. I am not a humble person at all. I would never put up with that. I would fire him. I would get rid of that Amor. I would never let him get away with that. Freg de Gemara, and why did he think originally that he was so humble? Freg de Gemara, Mayim Sanuse, the Rebbe Abo, what did he think? Zog de Gemara, Mrs. the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Abo, used to daven in shul in the women's section next to the Rebbetzin of the one who said over the Shia. Rabbi Abo used to say a shiur, and they had some Talmud Chacham used to say it over in a loud voice. He used to scream. So the Rebbetzin of the other one said, my husband doesn't really need your husband to tell him the shiur. My husband can say the shiur without your husband. Out of respect, your husband is older, that's why he lets him say the shiur first. So the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Abo was very insulted by that, so she tells her husband, that's terrible. Your shamus probably told it to his wife that he doesn't need to hear what you say. So the Rabbi Bo says to his wife, and what do you care? Zali says, let him say whatever he wants. But at least he said the same thing. The Amora didn't change it. So he says, I put up with the fact I found out that my Amora is telling his wife that he doesn't really need me. He knows how to learn just as well as I do. And I kept my mouth shut. That's the story. I thought I was humble, but then I see the humility of the other rabbi. That the Amora says in Gans in a different pilpul. He doesn't say over at all what the rabbi said. And he's not mocked, but I would never put up with that. So that's the story. Mayim Sanusa, the Rabbi Bo, why do you think originally he was very humble? The Amora, the Visu, the Amora, the Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo had an Amora who used to scream the shiur out loud. So his Rebbetzin once told the Visu, the Rabbi Bo, she told the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Bo, Hodidan, my husband, Loit Sarach Leli Didach, he doesn't really need your husband. He can say the shiur without him. He bends over to listen to what your husband says, and then he stands up and he says he wants to show cover to your husband. My husband is a big Talmud Chacham. He does need your husband. So he felt. So Mrs. Rabbi Bo felt bad about it. He says Yikor b'Alma Hudi Avidle. He goes shows him cover. So Ozlo Dvisu. So Mrs. Rabbi Bo goes and tells Ramalele Rabbi Bo. She told her husband what the other Rebbetzin said, Amaloh, so Rabbi Bo said, what do you care? I get the same paycheck. The Balabat Mamacham, they give me Shlishi anyway. What do you care if she says, so maybe it's true, what do you care? Omay nafkalach mina, mini minayis, kalisilo, between me and my Amoira, the Rabbanu Shalom should be praised. The dinim are being conveyed to the Balabatim in a correct fashion. So he thought that was his humility, that he knows that his assistant, his Amoira, is telling that to his wife, I don't really need the rabbi, I know the din without him, and he was a makbid, and then he didn't realize the Ababa de Menaku is much more humble as far as his amor was concerned. Then the Gemara tells another story about the humility of Rabbi Abba. With Su, another occasion, Rabbi Abba, even the Rabbanan Alei Lememan Yibereshah. Apparently, whoever was the chief rabbi of the whole region passed away, retired, moved to Eretz Yisrael, whatever, and they had to appoint a new person. So the Talmidim used to vote, not the board of directors. The Talmidim used to vote. That's when Dr. Revel passed away. So they said, the Talmidim voted. Who should be the new Rosh Hashivan? Who should be the new president? Talmidim had a say. So the Gemara says, Imnu Rabbanu. Rabbanu means the Talmidim. Imnu Rabbanu Nalei, they voted to appoint Limeman Yebereisha, to appoint Rabbi Abahu to be the chief rabbi of that whole region. Kevin Lechazie Lerababa de Minaku, this one who was more humble than him. Rabbi Abahu said, oh, this Rabbaba de Minaku, he's much more humble than I am. So Kevin Lechazie, when Rabbi Abahu realized that Rabbaba de Minaku is in debt over his head, he borrowed money from everybody and your uncle, and he owes all the chobis, and he doesn't have money to pay. Chazi the Nefishalei Baal HaChobis, he owed a lot of money. Amalahusa, he told the Talmidim who had elected him as the new chief rabbi, he said, why don't you appoint Rabbaba de Menaku? He's a very big Talmid Chacham. He didn't say he needs the Parnosa. Apparently Rabbi Abba didn't need the Parnosa. He wasn't he probably had 10 children, he probably had 2 children. He didn't need all this Parnosa that he get. That's what Rashi points out here. There's a pasuk that says, HaKlein HaGodol Me'echov. Well, it says in Rashi, Yumadaf Yutches. Halfway down. So the Gemara's comments on the pasuk, HaKlein HaGodol Me'echov, Gadlehu Mishalechov. There's a mitzvah to make the Kohen Gadol wealthy. You should give him a lot of salary, that the people should respect him. Everybody should respect him. So the Gemara, the Rishonim apply that to our Rosh Hashiva also. That you have to give a high salary to the big Rabbanim, to the big Rosh Yeshiva, that everyone should respect them. So that's what Rabbi Bo said. What, do you want to appoint me as the chief rabbi of the whole region? Appoint Rabbaba de Menaku. He didn't say because he needs money. That was his real reason. He said, he's a very big Talmid Chacham. Ika Rabba, Rabbi Abba, Ika Rabba. There's a great scholar here, so appoint him as the chief rabbi. So that shows his humility also. But the other one was more humble. Rabbaba de Menaku was more humble than Rabbi Abba. Then the Gemara tells a story, an incident is a famous story. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi Ikla Lehu Asra, they both visited the same village, and they were mechabed each one of them to say a drush, and they were giving a drush simultaneously. So one was into halacha, and the other one was saying drush. So the halacha, how many balabatim are going to come to Shimon halacha? The drush, everybody could follow. So there were throngs of people by the one who was giving the drusha. There was hardly anybody there by the one who was giving the halacha. So he felt bid. Rabbi Bo Dorash Bagadate, he was giving Adrosha, and Rabbi Chia Barabba Dorash Bishmaita. Shmaita means halacha. Shavkua Kuliyama le Rabbi Chia Barabba, they all left, couldn't follow. He's giving a pilpul for an hour. After 5 minutes, they realized they don't know what he's talking about, so they went to the other shiur. They were simultaneous shiurim. So Shavkua Kuliyama, the Gansa Oilam, left Rabbi Chia Barabba's pilpul, the Ozel Gabe de Rabbi Bo. So Cholosh Daite, so Rabbi Chia Barabba felt very hurt. He's a bigger Talmid Chacham than me. He's a better darshan than me. Everybody went to hear him. Amalei, so Rabbi Abba wanted to calm him down. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, he wanted to calm him down why no one came to his shiur. So he says, I'll give you a moshel to explain to you why everybody came to my shiur. When someone comes to town and they're selling diamonds, and the people can't afford any diamonds, so who's going to be able to buy? Who has $20,000 to buy such a fancy diamond? Someone is coming and selling toothbrushes or toothpaste. So a toothbrush for a dollar, that you can buy, that you can afford. So he says, what I was selling, the schar that I was giving, that's peanuts. I was giving a drusha. You were giving highfalutin stuff. You were giving a real shear and schmeitzer. That's heavy artillery. They couldn't follow that. What I said is so easy, that's why they can follow. So that's the truth, Taka. That's why they all left his shear. But it's still, the Gemara says, he still felt hurt. So that's why he says, Em Shalach Moshel Amadav Adayim, Rabbi Bo wanted to make Rabbi Chia bar Abba feel good. So he says, I'll give you a Moshel to explain it. Mishnei B'riyodam, Echad Mocher Rabbanim Toivis, one is selling expensive stones. Echad Mocher Mini Sitkis, the other one is selling mugs. He's selling earthenware kalim that cost $1 a piece. Doesn't cost $20,000. Al Mikovtsim, where are all the customers going to come to shop? Where are they going to buy? They're going to buy the stuff, that the junk that sells for a dollar. Who can afford to buy the stones that cost $20,000? So the Gemara says he tried to appease him and it didn't help. Kol yoimo, every day the practice used to be have a malabra pchia baraba le rababo arush pize mishumikor de rebbe keser. Every day these two rabbanim were always together. So Rabchia Baraba always used to show respect for Rabbi Bohu. He used to walk him home. Rabchia Baraba was the one who gave the shiur that no one showed up to. So that for years or for months, whatever, these two rabbanim were in the same village. Here they happened to be visiting in a village. So they both gave shiurim simultaneously. But Azai, they used to live in the same community. So they were always mechaber each other. So Rabchia Baraba always used to mechaber Rabbi Bohu because he was... Mishumikor de Bekesa. What Rabbi Bohu was, what do you mean he called the Bekesa? He was close to the government. He was the official chief rabbi representing the Jewish people to the government. So out of respect to the Kesar, he would always walk him home. Ahu Yaima, that day that Rabbi Bohu felt that Rabchia Baraba was so hurt that hardly anybody attended his shiur, so he went out of his way fakert. Every day, Rabbi Chia Baraba always used to walk home, Rabbi Bo, and that day he showed respect to Rabbi Chia Baraba. Ahu yoyma alvi'e Rabbi Bo l'Rabbi Chia Baraba. He did fakir arush bizei till his home. V'afilu hachi, even though he gave him the mashal about selling the toothpaste and the toothbrushes and the diamonds, that your drasha, your pilpul is worth $20,000, and my drasha is worth $1, and he walked him home. V'afilu hachi, he still felt hurt. Lo yitayse v'dayte minei. He still felt very hurt, and he couldn't really appease him. Then the Gemara talks about when the Chazan says, Moedim, what should the Tzibah say? So the Gemara has a different versions. Then the Gemara says, like we read the Gemara, Hilkech Nermina Lekulu. We say all of the versions together. That's why we call it Moedim de Rabbanim. Yeah. What does it mean? Al Shanachna Moedim Loch. We thank you that you gave us the Seichel that we should know how to thank you. That's how we end off. We thank you that you kept us alive. And then we say, we thank you that you gave us the seichel that we should thank you. That's how we conclude it. And then we follow the meaning of the recommendation of the Beis Yosef and say, Baruch Kel HaHoidos. Because of the chilufi, the schos between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, so we make the pshar. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. In the parsha, we read about Yaakov Avinu marrying the two sisters. So the Ramban raises the issue. Other Rishonim raise it as well. If the Gemara says the Kim Avraham Avinu Kala Torokula Achalei Nitno Avraham Avinu was Mekayim all the mitzvahs, and the pashto is probably Yitzchak and Yaakov also. Maybe it's only Avraham Avinu. The Gemara only says Avraham Avinu. So the Rishonim assume that all the others fulfilled the mitzvahs. How does he go and marry two sisters? So there are different suggestions that are given. Many different suggestions that are given. So there's one famous suggestion that Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky has. He says, this inyan that Ovis when Mekayim Kola Tarakula Achulay Nitma, this is Amidas Chasidus, this is Eina Mitzvah V'yos, but Torah is Eina Mitzvah V'yos. What happened was, Yankov Avinu originally fell in love with Rachel, and he proposed to her, and he said he's going to marry her. And then the father said he wants him to work for 7 years. So after working 7 years, so then he switches, and instead of giving him Rachel, he gives him Leah. So he's married to Leah, okay? But he promises he's going to marry Rachel. So I want to prav amidas chasidus. I don't want to marry shtei achoyes. Nikar adin is mutter. I want to volunteer as an enem mitzvah. So you allowed it. That's amidas chasidus. Afrumkai. But this is a real avla. What do you mean? You promised to marry the girl, and the girl's waiting 7 years? And then you're going to say, sorry, I can't marry you because I have a chumrah. I got a chumrah. I want to observe the dinim in the Torah. You have to be careful. A lot of times people get so caught up with their chumras that they forget. It's not a chumra hamaviyah l'idei kula. It will lead in the future. The chumra is a kula. A lot of times the chumras are kulas. Every chumra is a kula. Let's say, instead of spending $50 for a kosher lulav and esrog, the person spends $150. La mahajim and amahajim. That $100 he could have given to tzedakah. Could have donated it to the shul. You're spending an extra. What, you have unlimited funds? Everybody has limited funds. You only give so much to tzedakah. That extra $100, people are machmer on glat kosher. Glat kosher is more expensive than kosher. So kosher, you have no brera. Glat kosher is already a midas chasidus. So the extra money that he's spending on glat kosher, he could have given to people who are mamish starving. There are aniyim all over the world. There are sick people who need refuahs. So every chumra always has a kula involved in it. So a person has to have a balance to know There's such a Chasam Sefer has such a comment. It says that when Yosef was released from prison, it was Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Medrash says. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says like that. So the Bala Tosfos on Chumash Eska Kasha, it says Vaygalach Vaychaleib Simloisav, that Yosef shaved. He was in prison. He had long hair. He looked like a Slav. So when he goes to see the Melech, he has to shave and he has to dress nicely. Vaygalach Vaychaleib Simloisav. And Rosh Hashanah, Yosef shaved on Rosh Hashanah. The Ovis fulfilled Kol HaTarkula. He's allowed to shave on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim work on that kasha. Chasam Sofer says, what are you talking about? Kavod HaMalchus is a real din. He's going to prav HaChumre. He's not going to do a malach on Rosh Hashanah. But you don't prav HaChumre. If it's in violation of a real din, you have to show Kavod HaMalchus. A lot of times people get so hung up, especially now that Agunas, they have a prenuptial agreement that many Rabbanim worked on. So it helps to prevent Igun later on. So the husband accepts upon himself, in the event they pick a bezin that they're going to follow, then they say, in the event that the bezin that they chose will determine that the husband is doing an avla, not giving his wife a get, so he says now he's going to, if the bezin will determine he's doing an avla, he'll pay his wife $1,000 for every week, or $2,000 for every week that he postpones giving the get if it's improper. So the Sam Rabbanim said, but it says a chumra in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person accepted upon himself a knas mamon, that if I don't give my wife a get within a month, I'm going to give her a penalty of $500,000. So there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that that's considered a get bal korcha. So they say over here, chashash, that's a get bal korcha. So the Mechaber paskins, it's not a get bal korcha over there. And the Ramah says, we're machmer for that, lachatchila we're machmer. So because lachatchila we're machmer, therefore we should leave all the women as agunas. Sometimes if you have a shas atchak, so you have to be mavater on chumras. There are a lot of chumras. Over the centuries, when you used to have shonim kitikunim, we used to have things were normal by the Jewish people, so we used to add on a chumra and another chumra and another chumra. But if the chumras are going to paralyze the Jewish community, it can't function. You're going to observe all the chumras together. Life is impossible. Can't eat this, there's a chumra. Can't eat this, can't eat that. Just eat bread and water. That's not what the chumras are supposed to be. Once in a while, the chumras are midas chasidus. But too many chumras makes life impossible. So that's over here, the same thing. That's what Rabbi Yankel, I think some of the Rishonim give this answer that Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky said. That Yankel Avinu didn't feel that it's right to prava chumra to observe the din, koidim shenitna hatar, not the marriage to Echaz. What do you mean? He promised Rachel she was waiting for 7 years to marry him. It's an avla gedayla to back out now because he wants the prava chumra not to violate the din hatar as an enem mitzvah v'yosa. That's not permissible. Whenever a person wants to observe a chumra, has to be balanced, has to see how does it fit in with everything else that he's doing. How does it fit in with the Bidonim Lachaveras that he's supposed to, the real dinim?
But Rachel gave the Simanim over, so she gave up her...
The Gemara says she was a big tzaddikah, she didn't want her sister to be deathly embarrassed, but still she was chalashing to marry Yankim Avinu. She was the one who was waiting for 7 years. She was a tzaddikah, she didn't want the sister to suffer humiliation, but still she was chalashing to marry Yankel Alina. Okay, tomorrow night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to be missing next week. So I won't be able to give a shiur. But the week after I'll be back. The Tuesday after I'll give a shiur.
Amen. Ich habe doch nicht so lebendig, so los, wenn ich das nicht mehr.